Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in and for choosing to listen to this show on your afternoon drive or your afternoon workday. Whatever it might be, we love having you here. And if you want to call in, the number is 844-500-4242. I have a lot planned for this hour. I want to talk about gas prices that are climbing back up. I want to talk about Peter Doocy's question about that to Karine Jean-Pierre, and also the fact that a lot of critics are slamming this administration for letting this problem get out of hand yet again, and for taking credit for gas prices when they go down, but not taking responsibility for them once they go up. We're going to talk about that, and I also was sent a very interesting piece today, actually by the mailroom manager, about how people are already starting to cut back, partially, I think, because of inflation, but also because a recession is looming. And I wanted to ask the listeners if you have started cutting back on expenses or on, you know, things that you usually would treat yourself with. Where are you cutting back? But before we get to any of that, we have some people on the lines, and I think that these clips we played of Paul LePage have really got the people going. Paul LePage, definitely, if you're not familiar with him, he's the former governor of Maine. He's running again against Janet Mills. I was actually in Maine in Lewiston a few weeks ago, and I saw several commercials for Janet Mills while I was there. And so then when I was talking to people from Maine, they said, oh yeah, what do you make of this race? I said, well, according to the ads I saw, Janet Mills is for the people of Maine, and she's for education. She's for keeping schools open. And based off the reactions I got from people in Maine, they did not agree. But let's, before we go to the calls here from people who want to talk about LePage's comments on voter ID and why Janet Mills' response was so weak, can we play that cut again, Jared, the last one I played of Governor Paul LePage?
Why are you against voter ID?
We don't need it here in Maine. We don't need it. We have integrity in our elections. We have a huge turnout, which validates our democracy. I think the right to vote is so fundamental. Why would you question it? Why would you impose another level of, you know, paperwork on voters? Why inhibit them from voting?
What about giving someone an ID that they can present inhibits them from voting? And also, if it's so fundamental, that we wouldn't want our elections to be secure. That's how important it is that, God forbid, we make sure everything's on the level. All right, so let's go to the callers now. Bill, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. What do you got to say, Bill?
Hi, Grace. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
You know, it kills me. This kills me. So we're looking at Maine here, and if you look at the crime in Maine as far as non-violent crime rate and the most common crime, it's welfare fraud. People come up because they know they're going to get welfare, okay? And they don't care how they're going to do it. So you're going to sit here and tell me that we have all the integrity in the world for voter ID. We don't need it. That people are voting correctly and properly, and our elections are completely on the up and up, but yet we have welfare fraud coming out of our ears and our butt. I mean, everybody does it. And you're telling me that they wouldn't turn around and be like, oh, well, you know what? These people help us get this stuff. So, yeah, I might not be from here. I might not live here all the time, but they don't know that. Of course they would. I mean, We hand this stuff out like it's going out of style, and the only people that pay are the taxpayers because we have to constantly fund it. And that absolutely, you could tell, was she had no answer. She did not want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. You're right, Bill. And her first response was the giveaway, because I'm noticing with Democrats, when they make a sound, when they can't get the words out, but they make some sort of noise, it always goes back to the Fauci squeak. That's the giveaway. Listen again, Bill. Listen for the giveaway here.
Why are you against voter ID?
We don't
right
need
there.
It.
That was the giveaway for me.
You're just saying sounds. There's sounds.
But beyond that, Bill's right, because, you know, Governor Paul LePage, former Governor Paul LePage, he would address the issues of welfare fraud a lot, and that got him in a lot of trouble. That did not make him a darling of the mainstream media. He was not getting any strange new respect when he would venture down that road. But again, to Bill's point, we're talking about voter ID, we're talking about election integrity, and it's this idea that if you are skeptical, if you are realistic about the numerous ways that our elections could be compromised, that you are some sort of nut. And this comes in and out of vogue. It's always been, if you are for voter ID, you're a racist. But now it's, if you question elections, you are a conspiracy theorist. Now, of course, if you question elections when a Democrat loses, you are a hero. You'll probably end up on the cover of Time magazine. They'll say that you're running for president. You'll be good as gold. But if you question elections as a Republican, you're a nut. And I'm going to go back to this article because it's worth repeating. How a tiny elections company became a conspiracy theory target. That was from the New York Times. Fast forward one day. And the headline says, election software executive arrested on suspicion of theft. Again, now we're the crazy people, right? Because we're the election deniers who are, you know, sewing together these conspiracy theories. There's nothing wrong with being skeptical of the systems that we have in place and wanting to secure them. Nobody wants to overthrow them. Nobody wants to bring back Jim Crow 2.0 on eagle's wings. People just want to make sure that everyone's vote is counted. Every American citizen has the right to vote, as long as they're past a certain age, and their vote should be counted. That's all everybody wants. Has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with conspiracy theories, has nothing to do with hate. It's just a way to secure our elections. Tom, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Grace, one second. My wife has not voted since 2012 in Brockton. I got two unsolicited ballot requests from Secretary Galvin's office. And Jeff Deal brought it up yesterday that at a department that he knew of, a person hadn't lived there in 7 years, yet that person who no longer lives at that address in an apartment building got an unsolicited state of Massachusetts absent ballotee request. And it's an honor system. You sign that, and I've called Brockton City Hall. They don't check to see that signature. They just take your word for it, whoever signs it. And just think about this. If you have a large apartment building, say in Brockton or Boston, and there's people that have not lived there for a number of years, you do have the potential for people to forge those signatures and then vote in our elections. That is not a safe system. That's not conspiracy theory, theorism, or however you put it into words. That can happen.
Right. It's just common. It's common sense. It makes sense. And that's why Democrats are so afraid to have this conversation. That's why Janet Mills didn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, as the last caller said. You're absolutely right, Tom. And I think any attempt to make people feel to emotionally manipulate people or to guilt people into feeling like having these concerns is somehow a reflection of them being racist or prejudiced is ridiculous. It doesn't stand up. Kim, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, Grace. It's so nice to talk to you. I've listened to you for a while. I enjoy your show.
Thank you, ma'am.
I was calling, highly interested in the topic, today's topic, because I wanted to know if it had been brought up that Maine is an entry point. It is being flooded with Congolese and being flooded with Africans, and perhaps that is why the politicians there want to make it so easy for people to vote without any restrictions and not have to show ID. To the point of the previous caller talking about the welfare fraud, that has more to do with economic migrants entering and being given all the housing and all the free gibs. And also, of course, the Democrats are going to want these brand new economic migrants to be able to vote because, what, they're going to vote for Democrats because they're getting all the free gibs from them, right?
Yeah, it's I have to look into that. I didn't know that that was happening in Maine. I know that they're dealing with, like every other state in this country, they're dealing with illegal aliens coming in. But it's definitely concerning that if you bring up this issue, that the Democrats immediately want to shut it down. That's the part of it I find the most concerning. I'm sorry if I'm a little distracted here. I'm watching this footage of Joe Biden and Ron DeSantis meeting, and their wives are talking, and they're all conversing. Joe Biden is there to survey some of the damage of Hurricane Ian. It is weird seeing them together. I know that they were together a few months ago after that horrible building collapsed in Florida, but it is strange seeing these two political rivals together and seeming to getting along pretty well.
Yeah, they're keeping it cordial, I believe would be the term.
Yeah.
And although Joe really wasn't saying much. He just kind of was staring blankly like Joe does before he put on his aviators.
Jill was doing most of the talking.
Yes.
Debbie, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Grace. I've listened to you since you started. It's the first time I called. I want to ask, I mean, Trump was in office. It was wonderful. Love Trump. But where were his fellow Republicans to support him? Now we're into Biden era. Biden, I get sick when I hear his name. Even though I know the Republicans don't have charge over either house there, but where are they? Where are their voices to complain? And then, so I'm getting concerned. I mean, I'm going to vote Republican, but where are they going to be?
I don't hear
anything coming from any Republican.
I understand. I understand your fears. A lot of times Republicans are there when you don't need them. You know, they're big and loud when they don't have any power. And once they get back into power, they kind of shrug their shoulders and they don't really want to do anything. I will say, I think these last 2 years have really changed that. I think a lot of Republicans' eyes have been opened and they're your best shot. So don't even debate whether or not you're going to vote for them, because they are definitely the way to go. If you've looked at your retirement account lately, I'm sure a lot of you have, and you've probably shuddered at what you've seen, because Wall Street's in a downturn and it's taking your retirement money with it. There's inflation, there's a looming recession, there's higher interest rates. The fact is that we are in a financial storm and the global economy is weakening. So you need a hedge to protect your retirement so you don't lose any more money. That's why our friends at Monetary Gold would like to send you two free guides. The first guide is called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. The second guide is the 2022 Monetary Gold Protection Guide. Here's the thing about gold. During the high inflation of the 70s, gold increased in value 2,300%. Yeah, during these uncertain times, there are ways to figure out how to save the money that you have, to stop yourself from losing any more money. And so today you can buy physical gold or silver and roll over your IRA or 401k retirement account. Now, gold and silver can help diversify your risk and protect your retirement in these uncertain times. All you have to do to get your hands on these two free guides is call Monetary Gold now. It's 800-267-6500, or you can go to monetarygold.com/grace. Again, that's 800-267-6500, 800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/grace. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Call on Grace Curley for family-friendly entertainment.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes!
I knew you'd come. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
You know, we've been talking about fraud. And I would be remiss if I did not mention that five current or former IRS employees have been charged with defrauding federal COVID-19 relief programs. They had a nice list on Fox today talking about some of the things that were purchased with this fraud money, including Gucci clothing, a trip to Las Vegas. I believe I saw a Mercedes in there at one point. I'm trying to kind of just go through this. Funds on jewelry, trips to Las Vegas, a lot of trips to Las Vegas. So just wanted to give everybody that heads up. The IRS, yes, they're going to be combing through your Venmo, but they're also going to have to do some combing through of their own employees who are spending COVID-19 federal relief money on cars and jewelry and trips, because why not? 844-500-4242. Garrett, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Garrett.
Hi, Grace. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not too much. I just wanted to comment on your voter identification and why there is so much pushback from the Democratic Party. And I'm, forgive me, because I'm driving, and normally I would have liked to have taken some notes and, you know, put all my comments in perspective first so I don't jump all over the place. But in my opinion, anyone that would not want some type of voter identification is trying to hide something or want to push something fraudulent. Take, for instance, we have to show identification for our prescriptions. You have to show your license to be able to buy any type of cold medicine with acetaminophen in it. Because they think if you don't have the, you're only allowed to buy so much, and if you don't have the ID, they think you're doing something criminal with it. People make those determinations all the time. You need an ID to get a fishing license, for crying out loud. What's the big deal about walking into a voter booth or walking into your voter center, no matter where it is? And, yes, my name is John Smith, and I live at XXX Main Street, and here's my ID. And then they say, okay, you're on the list. Here we go. What is the problem with that? Why so much pushback?
Yeah, and you know what else I would add to that, Garrett, is that it would be one thing if people were saying, hey, maybe we should have voter ID, and you'd never heard of any problems happening around voting time. But let's not kid ourselves. I mean, these are the same people who run these elections who want to tell us, hey, it's an honor system. You got nothing to worry about. There's no reason to have ID. And then a couple hours go by and they say, by the way, a pipe just burst. We're all going to go on vacation for a few days. We'll be back in a couple weeks to count the rest of the votes. These aren't people in charge here who I'm very, that I trust a lot is the way I'd put it. I don't think there's any reason not to have voter ID. I think it's one of the most basic issues. And it's an argument that I really don't see the other side. I mean, just saying, listen, we have, it's fundamental for people to vote. Well, right. But if that vote doesn't count, or if that vote is disregarded, or if that vote is filled out by someone who's not the person they're claiming to be because it got sent to the wrong house 7 years later, then I don't think that that vote really means much. And I agree with all the callers on this one. It's not a difficult issue. And I'm glad former Governor Paul LePage, hopefully future Governor Paul LePage, brought this up. We are going to move on. I appreciate everyone for calling in on this. I want to talk about gas prices and Peter Ducey asking Karine Jean-Pierre why this administration simultaneously wants to take credit for things when they go right, but never take responsibility for things when they go wrong. And I've actually put together a list of some examples of that. Plus, I want to talk about inflation. A lot of people are already cutting back on their expenses. What are you cutting back on? Call in and get on the line. It's 844-500-4242. I have some things to add to this conversation as well. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much to all the callers for tuning in today, for weighing in on all of these topics. By the way, I have a very special announcement for everyone. So listen up, okay? We're running a very exciting promotion. And now is your chance to win. We're giving away an Eden Pure Gen 21 heater every Friday in October. And there's nothing spooky about this. To enter, sign up for the mailing list. And all you have to do is go to gracecurlyshow.com. Free to enter. Just enter your email. And then once you're entered, I believe you're entered for every drawing for October. So you only have to do it once. Go to gracecurlyshow.com. Enter your email. Tell your friends to enter their emails. And you could win an Eden Pure Gen 21 heater. Who, you know, the only thing better than a Gen 21 heater, Jared? A free Gen 21 heater. I learned that from the boss. So make sure you go to gracecurlyshow.com and sign up to win. All right. Now, something I wanted to discuss here is gas prices, because we've been asking for Biden to make gas cheap again for quite some time. Also at gracecurlyshow.com, you can get one of those t-shirts if you feel so inclined. But that hasn't happened. They went down like a few cents at one point. Ron Klain was working on a graph explaining how great everything was. You know, do you want to say thank you, Mr. President? Look at this drop off of 10 cents. But we all kind of thought, well, Ron, let's give it a little bit, you know, before we start throwing him a parade. Let's see if it continues in this direction. Turns out it hasn't. And in a lot of places, the price of gas is going up. Now, we were told when the price of gas was going down that Joe Biden deserved all the accolades. And we're told when the price of gas is going up that it's Putin's fault, that things are complicated.
President Clinton.
You know, that you have to give it time and you can't rush to judgment. And Joe, he's a delicate genius. He's working on things. And so Peter Ducey, the one horse pony soldier, decided to ask Karine Jean-Pierre about this. And take a listen to Cut 20.
You've said the president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuanced than that, right? Peter, you know this.
It's more nuanced. I like that. Everything's more nuanced once Democrats take over. I wrote a piece. I can't even remember what it was. It was a long time ago. It was a few months after Joe and his team of Avengers took over. And I pointed out this problem. I said, when Trump was president and everything was running fairly smoothly, these people had all of the answers. Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, they had plenty of criticisms. They had plenty of plans, 4-5-pronged plans. And everything Trump did, they said was wrong. And they would do it better. He was wrong. He was awful. He was a criminal. And I have the best plan. And this is what I would do. And it would be so much better. And then the second they got in control, all of a sudden things became very complicated. You know, it takes time. These are very delicate situations. These are complicated. They're nuanced. Who can really say? Who can really know? We don't have a magic wand. We can't read. We don't have a crystal ball. We can't see the future. Everything becomes very murky once the Democrats are actually in charge. And as far as Peter Ducey's point about taking credit when things are good and not taking credit when things are bad, I love that, because that is a theme with this administration. You'll notice that the Biden administration will take credit for transitioning away from fossil fuels, but they'll also deny responsibility for the lack of fossil fuel production in the U.S. You'll notice that the Biden administration will take credit for passing sweeping climate bills without the help of any Republicans, and they'll brag about how they spent $369 billion on solar panels and wind turbines, and it's the most that's ever been spent on tackling climate change, on combating global warming, and then at the same time, they won't take any responsibility for being the big spenders party.
It's a fact.
You'll notice they'll take credit when inflation stays flat at 8.6%. But they won't take responsibility when the next month it inches up. They want to have everything both ways. They want to have their cake and eat it too. And they want you to believe it. They want you to believe this insanity. That if anything happens to go right, if by chance Joe Biden hasn't been able to get his wrinkly old hands on something and ruin it, and if by chance that thing, whether it be for a while it was the economy before he was able to bleep that up, but whatever it is, if he hasn't been able to ruin it yet, then they tout that as, look at here! Look what a great job he's doing! Should we create a statue in his honor? He's doing such a good job! And then the second that he does finally get to put his political experience to the test and use all of his Socratic knowledge and mess something up, and he touches it, and it turns to ice cream. Then it becomes, well, it's not his fault. You know, there are so many factors at play. I love the factors. There's so many factors. There's so many layers to this. It's so nuanced. It's actually not that nuanced. This administration is incompetent. This administration could not organize a two-car funeral. That's all it is. I don't have to be a genius, and I'm not one. Spoiler alert. I know you guys know that. I get a lot of emails from everybody complaining about my verb tenses and, you know, how I say this wrong and that wrong. You all know that about me. I'm not a genius. But I don't have to be to understand what's going on in this White House. They're awful. They're terrible at their jobs. And it's not because things are nuanced. No, that is not the problem. All right, now, as we talk about this, another big problem that is heading our way is inflation. And there was an interesting report out today from Consumer Finance. It says, with inflation reaching a 40-year high in June, nearly all consumers report noticeable increases in the cost of everyday purchases. Research finds that 92% of consumers have noticed higher product prices, while 74% saw increases in their monthly bills. So they are cutting back, which is, you know, a natural thing. It's usually what's going to head us into a recession as people start to get nervous. They start to cut back. Kind of has a snowball effect. I ask the listeners, what are you cutting back on, if anything? And we already have some people on the line. If you want to tell us, you still have plenty of time. It's 844-500-4242. Let's go to Lee. Lee, what are you cutting back on?
Oh, well, let me begin. So let's talk about the car. I was filling up every week. Now I'm filling up every 2 weeks. Why? Because I decided that if I can walk there, I'm going to walk there. I've been trying to get more walking in anyway. This has been my best excuse for getting my feet out on the pavement. And I realized that with all the little stops that I would make, all the little errands, I was filling up every week. Now it's every other week. So that's a plus. And I'm going to continue that even if somebody else occupies the White House and has some common sense. That's one thing. When I do go out, I try to shop local. But if I know I can't find it locally, I'm doing Amazon free. I'm a Prime member. And I'm buying more on Amazon than I ever have because there are lots of things you can't find locally. Now, I'm sitting in the Hannaford parking lot, okay, ready to go in and do my grocery shopping when I heard what you asked of us. So I buy what's on sale. I plan my shopping. I have to. Even though I'm one person, you can – I mean, I was spending $64, $65, and I was leaving with one bag. Okay, that never happened to me before. So that's a wake-up call. So what I do is, a long time ago, I bought this nifty little vacuum sealer. So I buy the family pack when they're on sale as like chicken or whatever. And I open it up and I vacuum seal a whole bunch of meals. So I've got like 6 meals of chicken or whatever. I do the same thing with hamburgers. I do the same thing with ribs. Fish, not so much because there really isn't a family pack of fish, but if there was, I'd buy it. I'm a big fish person, so that's what I do.
Wow,
vegetables,
Lee.
I love. Yeah, I buy vegetables on sale.
You've got a down pat, sister. You've really figured it out. I will tell you this, Lee. I'm nervous because of what your first comment was about walking places, that tomorrow I'm going to wake up and there's going to be a Washington Post headline that's going to say why a recession could actually help you get your steps in. I could see that becoming a silver lining for this administration.
Can't be fat if you don't have food.
It's really a lot of good tips, though, Lee. I really appreciate that. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, we've started vacuum sealing stuff when we buy it on sale, too. It's a handy little device.
Yeah, I might have
to. We're a little different. We cook the chicken ahead of time and then vacuum seal it.
Oh, interesting.
So that way it's a little, because with the baby, it's tough to. So if we can get some cooking done, cook a bunch, vacuum seal it, and then just kind of pull it out, have it ready to go.
Oh.
It's like kind of like Depression era stuff. Not that they froze stuff back then, but.
Yeah. Dan, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, Grace. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
We talked about Caroline Lovett. We both love her, of course.
Yes, yes, sir.
And I've worked with a lot of the candidates, so I know a lot about the candidates. I've met with them, talked with them. There's a million things I could tell you about them because I've been so involved working in their campaigns, knocking on doors.
Right,
and,
but Dan, what are you cutting back on? That's the question.
I've cut out a ton of stuff. Restaurants, you name it. I really do nothing for myself. I mean, I'm all invested in getting the American first, New Hampshire first, Massachusetts first candidates. That's how important it is to me. Obviously, it's all inflation related too as well, but I'm willing to do anything I can. I mean, we got some fantastic candidates, and I'm hoping you're going to be able to get some of the other ones on.
Yeah, well, we're going to try our best. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Hugh, you're up next. What are you cutting back on?
Yep, I instead of Macy's, I go to I do garage sales. I got a bicycle. I cut down on golfing, a gym membership. I have a shillelagh fighting stick Zen.
What was that last one?
I use Irish shillelagh fighting stick. I do Zen for exercises.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I got a banjo instead of golfing so much.
I'm practicing
on a banjo.
Okay, wow. Well, Hugh definitely wins most creative. Those are a lot of things that I didn't expect to hear. Good for you, Hugh. Interesting hobbies. That could also be a Washington Post headline tomorrow. How a recession or how cutting back, how inflation could help you become more musical. I would like to add in here that one thing I've been doing differently is I do not, and maybe people have noticed this because they don't look as pretty as they used to, but I don't get my nails done anymore. I've never really enjoyed it to begin with because it's a lot of sitting around, but it just feels like an easy way to save a few bucks just to do them myself. And if you've ever seen them close up, they're not great. You could tell I'm doing them myself. Natural gas bills will be $46 higher each month compared to last year. It is already getting real chilly, Jared, and it's chilly season. It is. You got to get ready. Everyone's bringing out their sweaters, bringing out their sweatshirts. But I notice, especially, I don't know if it's like this in your house, but when it starts to get a little bit cold, I'll be the first one to say, can we turn the heat on? And my husband always says, not yet, not yet. But what's great now is we have the Gen 40 heater, so I don't even have to ask him. I can just turn the Gen 40 on, and that will warm up where I am in the house without having to get the heat going in October, which is kind of, you know, that's kind of a weak move for a New England girl. You should be able to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, you always want to try to make it to November. And I'm in the situation, I have a baby, so I can't really let it get too cold. But that's why the Gen 40 is great, because I can, you know, in the mornings before the baby wakes up, if he happens to sleep, I can preheat the living room if we're going to be in there, or I can turn the heat on before the baby goes to bed. So that way everything is warm, but it doesn't cost me because I'm not spending oil. I mean, I'm not using the oil that I spent so much money on. It's a great way to supplement areas of the house where you are and to save a little bit.
Exactly. And one person wrote, I used this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure. So how can you get your hands on this? Well, right now you can save $50 with code GRACE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. I should also add in that shipping is free. I always add that in at the end, but I think that's a big deal to me, at least. I love getting free shipping. So last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters very quickly. So get it early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE50. Don't wait another month until you're shivering and you're desperate for one of these and they might already have run out. Order now. Be prepared. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Code word GRACE50. Shipping is free. We will be right back with the captain, Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to the Grace Curley Show. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets, and it's incumbent on you to be prepared. So get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code GRACE10 to get 10% off your next purchase. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think Elon Musk will finally acquire Twitter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
79% of the audience believes yes. 21% say no.
All right, everyone. Joining me now is Howard Lawrence Carr. Howie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
All right, and I'm actually really glad. At first, I was mad at myself that I waited so long to read this story, but I can't think of a better person to revel in this headline with than Howie. Chris Cuomo's News Nation primetime debut is a ratings flop, according to Nielsen, Howie. I'm going to give you some numbers here and then have you react. He pulled in just 147,000 total viewers. And this is my favorite part. He was beat out by reruns of Paw Patrol, Blue Bloods, SpongeBob, Seinfeld, The Office, and Bob's Burgers.
I'm sure he was beaten out by other people, too. I mean, they just didn't have that. MeTV just did not happen to be running their Boston Blackie Film Fest that last night.
He was also beat out by, you know, Tucker Carlson, who had 2.9 million viewers. So it was close. He gave him a run for his money, Howie.
You know, but that's kind of a that's kind of a standing head, isn't it? The old segment we used to do, standing headlines. You know, CNN, former CNN anchor flops in new show, or right?
Yeah, no.
Just it's like award show slides the lowest rating ever.
Yeah, this would not be filed under unexpected news. Howie, I don't know if you've been seeing the footage. I don't know what your TV setup is, but Governor Ron DeSantis is briefing Joe Biden on what's happening in Florida. Biden's standing behind him right now, making a lot of faces, I would say. Doing a lot of the lick-lipping thing he tends to do. But have you seen these two together?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to seeing it, though. I assume that, the problem with briefing Joe Biden is that 5 minutes later, you have to brief him all over again because he can't remember what you told him.
Well, he's standing behind Ron DeSantis. He's got some sort of binder in his hand, so I think he's going to speak as well. So you might have some fresh sound, Howie, when you start your show.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I invited him to come by Newsmax here this afternoon, yesterday. You know, we're in Boca across the state, but, you know, you can just, it doesn't take long to get down Alligator Alley, when you got a a convoy. He's in the Beast, I assume, right?
And they've got great snacks. He could hang out with you. What's not to love? I can't believe he didn't take you up on that. All right, everyone. Howie Carr is coming up next. He's got a wonderful show prepared for you. So don't go anywhere. And don't forget to go to GraceCurlyShow.com and enter to win a Gen 21 heater. It's free to enter. We'll be back tomorrow.